Episode 1. Is Agatha's husband sleeping with the housemaid? Blessed with a beautiful family of three and graced with almost every good thing that makes life worth living, Agatha couldn't have wished for anything more than all she already had. She and her husband, Eddie, and their daughter, Sharon, own a five-room mansion in a highbrow area of the city, where they manage life admirably. Her daughter attends a school where even the high-profile class competes to enroll their wards, and once or twice a year, as a routine, the family would visit any country of choice in Europe to replenish body and soul. Life was indeed good, and Agatha's family flaunt it with no apologies. But Agatha nurses a deep pain. Agatha's demanding banking career, unfortunately, stands in the way of her family life and well-being. She is the director of banking operations at the head office of a top-notch bank, and her everyday routine is hell. She hungers to be the typical, everyday mom 24/7. She likes to bake cupcakes on a breezy Friday afternoon while she waits for her daughter's return from school. She loves to share her pictures on Instagram and breathe Facebook just like every other hippie woman in her class. But she can't have all these cravings as a result of her career's demands. In trying to have a balance, Agatha decides to get herself a housemaid to walk in her shadow, someone to take care of her home on her behalf, make the family meals, and take good care of Sharon and her husband while she is at work. Her husband readily gives his nod of approval to her request of getting a housemaid. It will be a soothing relief as he always has to help with the chores while she is at work. He runs a flourishing modeling agency from home, and he will need his space and time, especially now that his clients are coming in droves. So, after her husband has given his macho approval to her humble request, Agatha brings home her new housemaid a week later. Ebong, the new housemaid, is about 27 years old, beautiful, and generously endowed with a dazzling figure, with every component well-aligned and perfectly adequate to make a man kneel. If she were Eve, Adam would have munched two more apples. She is barely educated, yet she wears an admirable outward appearance that suggests she is city-bred. Agatha's husband couldn't help running his eyes all over her as she made for her room on arrival. For about a year, everything appeared perfect and it seemed Ebong was worth it. Agatha would come back from work to a well-run home, a merry Sharon, and a contented husband, all thanks to Ebong. She cooks the meals and takes care of everything that is meant to be done in the house. In short, she could be trusted. And to show her appreciation, any time the family goes abroad on holiday, Agatha buys all her housemaid might need and presents them to her as gifts. She suddenly is not a housemaid anymore but has metamorphosed into a sister figure. Unfortunately, all that is soon about to end. Is Agatha's husband sleeping with the housemaid? Continue reading next week. Meanwhile, please share your thoughts by leaving a comment. Also, watch the video of the Bankoles, a hilarious couple who seem to know about everything that goes on in Agatha's family.